Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And you know, I just want to say to you, is it too much food? Is it too little food? What would help you? You can certainly just write me a note and send it to Renewal Ministries, and I'll get it. But I'm just so eager to share with you what he was, St. Justin. He was born about the year 100 in Samaria. And from his youth, he sought truth in Greek philosophy, trying each school or tradition in turn. His encounter with the Christianity fulfilled and surpassed his longings. Henceforth, Justin devoted his life to defending and explaining the Christian religion to the pagans, the Jews, and the Gnostics. Justin's death came in the year 165, when he was scourged and beheaded under the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Brothers and sisters, this man suffered so much for the sake of Christ. He was born about the year 100, and here we are. My goodness, here we are, thousands of years again. And if you want to read more about him, you should read his Apologies and Dialogue with Trypho, because they are a window to the worship of the early church and a witness to the community of Christian tradition. Justin is the patron of apologists. Oh, brothers and sisters, many of these saints have either died or been severely hurt or handicapped in preaching the gospel. And we today so often just say, I can't preach the gospel, I don't know anything about it. Well, what about learning about it? What about learning? Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to him and to his word. So let's take a look now at the readings. First one is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, and verses 28 to 38. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus, "Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth to draw the disciples away from them. So be vigilant, and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God, and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way, I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. Brothers and sisters, going out to preach the gospel again and again and again, because many people had not heard it yet. And Psalm 68 tells us, "Show forth, O God, your power, the power of God with which you took our part, for your temple in Jerusalem. Let the kings bring you gifts. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, chant praise to the Lord, who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Over Israel is his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people." Think of that, brothers and sisters. God so loves us. He watches over us. He's there caring for us all the time as we seek to communicate his word. Now let's take a look at the Gospel of John. It's a very short gospel. Well, a little longer than very short, but not very long. John 17, 11b to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this to the world," that's us, "so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they did not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate for myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth." Think of that, brothers and sisters. We've been prayed for thousands of years, that we not belong to the world. We live in the world, but we don't have to own it. We don't have to belong it. We want to follow him in the truth. His word is truth, and that's what we need, especially today in this world. We need the truth, the real truth. And notice that Jesus himself prays for the whole world. God does that for us. He prays for us that we will turn away from those things that would lead us into sin more and more and more. Read his word every day. Ask God to help you to draw closer and closer to him. Ask his forgiveness when you fail. Go to confession if you need to. But choose to follow the Lord, because he will come back for us. He will come for us if we haven't yet died. And even if we have died, he will come for us. Brothers and sisters, please. I want to share one word from the Saint Justin the Martyr, who said, "We do proclaim ourselves atheists as regards those whom you call gods, but not with respect to the most true God." who is alien to all evil and is the father of justice, temperance, and the other virtues. We revere and worship him and the Son who came forth from him and taught us these things, and also the legion of good angels who attend him and reflect his virtues, and the prophetic spirit, and we pay homage to them in reason and truth, and pass his doctrine on intact to everyone who wishes to learn it. You can be sure that we have spoken these things for your benefit, since we, when on trial, can always deny that we are Christians. But we do not desire to live by lying. We are desirous of an eternal and good life. We strive for the abode of God the Father and Creator of all. We make haste to profess our faith. We believe with firm conviction that they can attain these things who have shown God by their works that they follow him and love to make their home with him where there is no sin to cause disorder. In brief, this is what we look for and what we have learned from Christ and in turn teach to others. And this is written by Saint Justin the Martyr. We do not worship with many sacrifices and floral offerings the things men have made, set in temples, and called gods. We know that they are inanimate and lifeless and have not the form of God. We have learned from tradition that God has no need of the material gifts of men, since we see that he is the giver of all things. We have been taught, are convinced, and do believe that he approves of only those who imitate his inherent virtues, namely temperance, justice, love of man, and any other virtue proper to God who's called by no given name. We have also been instructed that God in the beginning created in his goodness everything out of shapeless matter for the sake of men. And if men by their actions prove themselves worthy of his plan, they shall, we are told, be found worthy to make their abode with him and to reign with him, free from all corruption and pain. This is from Saint Justin the Martyr. Brothers and sisters, just as in the beginning he created us when we were not, so also we believe he will consider all those who choose to please him because of their choice to be worthy of eternal life in his presence. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.